Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When you hear about a boot camp for chefs, it might conjure images of great cooks performing a decathlon while bedecked in an apron and carrying a rolling pin. Not so much. Here to tell us about the James Beard Foundation Chef's Boot Camp for Policy and Change, which was held recently at Shelburne Farms, is Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, as always, for having me, Rick.
Tell us about the foundation and this boot camp concept.
So listeners may have heard of James Beard. He was an iconic American cookbook author and teacher. And the nonprofit, the James Beard Foundation, was founded in 1986 to honor his legacy. The foundation is probably best known for its annual awards, which are often called the Oscars of the food and restaurant world, Best Chef and all of that. But in 2012, they started the Chef's Bootcamp Initiative as part of their education and outreach programming. And it kind of reflects a relatively new step in the culinary community that is not just limited to this particular foundation. The recognition that chefs can and should try to influence food system policy, and that they can be most effective when they are actually trained to do that.
Okay, so the chefs are engaged on issues in the food system. We got that. But how are the chefs really going to make an impact?
So this was the 13th overall boot camp, the third hosted by Shelburne Farms. And each of them has targeted a significant food system issue, things like food waste, sustainable seafood, that kind of thing. This one brought 14 chefs from 12 states, one U.S. territory, and Washington, D.C. together to train them. These folks had star chef credentials. They'd been on TV shows. They won major awards, really diverse group. And the way Chris Powell, who was representing one of the foundations that partners with James Beard to support this, the Osprey Foundation based in Maryland, he said that chefs have high public trust. A chef is everything a politician wants to be associated with, like a small business owner, artists, creative people. Everyone likes to be known at the coolest restaurants. And basically, in D.C. hierarchy, he said, quote, chefs can get the meetings, I can't.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor Melissa Passanen. We're discussing a boot camp for chefs. Melissa, what happens during the course of the camp?
Well, one of the things that happens that shocked me was chefs actually sit still. If you've ever known any chefs, you know that what they don't do well is sit still, butts in chairs, watching PowerPoint presentations. But I was amazed at the commitment of these folks. There was Catherine Miller, the Senior Director of Food Policy Advocacy for the James Beard Foundation, which just shows you how seriously they take it. They have a full-time person doing that, gave them basically an outline of where they had power, how they should leverage that power, and took them through the political process, how it works or doesn't, as the case may be, and talked with them a little bit more broadly about how they could identify the issues they might care about, whether they be immigration reform, support for small farming communities, you know, GMOs. As one of the chefs, Murad Lalu, who's the chef owner of Murad in San Francisco, said, it just makes you realize how political food is.
They also got a bit of a tutorial on a huge piece of legislation that we're all going to be hearing about over the next year or so, right?
Yep. So Catherine Miller started this by reminding everyone about that Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bill. I'm not going to sing. I don't sing very well. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. So the Farm Bill, which is what she was talking about, is a massive omnibus bill that's renewed about every 5 years. And it encompasses so many programs I don't think most people realize, I didn't, impacting the American food system. Everything from agricultural conservation dollars to global trade, international food aid, crop insurance subsidies, and SNAP, which is the Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. The last one came in 2 years late with an estimated five-year cost of $489 billion, and it will be up in 2018. So obviously the lobbying and all of that is already started in serious earnest.
Was there anything the chefs learned that surprised them?
Yeah. So one of the things that I think would surprise almost anyone, I was surprised when I learned this, is that the last Farm Bill budget, 80% of that was SNAP, the Federal Nutrition Assistance Program. And even with all that money being spent on SNAP, and apparently it is a very well-run program, there are still over 40 million people in the U.S. who are what we call food insecure, so they're not assured of adequate, healthy, safe food. And 13 million of those are children. We were discussing the myths and misunderstandings of SNAP, and two of the chefs in the room actually shared that they had been on SNAP when they were growing up.
This sounds like difficult stuff to kind of wrap your head around, and also not what we would normally think of chefs sitting around talking about and learning about. Why would they spend time away from their restaurants to do this?
Well, it was really interesting, and needless to say, I chatted with a lot of them about this topic. And so one woman, chef of Untitled at the Whitney in New York City, Suzanne Cupp, said, you know, we are always getting asked to do charity events and benefits, and that's fine, but sometimes you want to really dig deeper. This is kind of the next step in making a difference. And Wes Nickel, who's the chef de cuisine at the Inn of Shelburne Farms, who was the home chef participant, said, you know, there's a sort of uneasy tension when you work in a high-end restaurant that you're cooking and you're depending upon a lot of people growing food and in the service industry, and you want to be able to give back in a way. And the final thing that I just loved was there was a chef there from Maui, Hawaii, Sheldon Simeon of Tin Roof Restaurant. And he said he used a word in Hawaiian, pono. And he said it just means what you know is right in your heart.
And what did the chefs leave with? What advice did they get from the James Beard people?
Well, basically that they should find an issue that they care deeply about and that they should use what they uniquely can do as chefs. They should use their networks. They should use their customer base. They should use the respect that they have earned in their community as small business owners, many of them. That is the way to communicate and make things happen in D.C.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe and for singing a little.
Oh, no, you don't want me to do that very much. Thank you, Rick.